Hillary Clinton endorsement speech. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Well, this isn't exactly the party I'd planned, but I sure like the company. I want to start today by saying how grateful I am to all of you. To everyone who poured your hearts and your hopes into this campaign, who drove for miles and lined the streets waving homemade signs, who scrimped and saved to raise money, who knocked on doors and made calls, who talked and sometimes argued with your friends and neighbors, who emailed and contributed online, who invested so much in our common enterprise. To the moms and dads who came to our events, who lifted their little girls and little boys on their shoulders and whispered in their ears, "See, you can be anything you want to be." To the young people like 13-year-old Ann Riddle from Mayfield, Ohio, who had been saving for 2 years to go to Disney World and decided to use her savings instead to travel to Pennsylvania with her mom and volunteer there as well. To the veterans and the childhood friends, to New Yorkers and Arkansans who traveled across the country telling anyone who would listen why you supported me. To all those women in their 80s and their 90s, born before women could vote, who cast their votes for our campaign. I've told you before about Florence Steen of South Dakota, who was 88 years old and insisted that her daughter bring an absentee ballot to her hospice bedside. Her daughter and a friend put an American flag behind her bed and helped her fill out the ballot. She passed away soon after, and under state law, her ballot didn't count. But her daughter later told a reporter, "My dad's an ornery old cowboy, and he didn't like it when he heard Mom's vote wouldn't be counted. I don't think he had voted in 20 years, but he voted in place of my mom." To all those who voted for me, and to whom I pledge my utmost, my commitment to you and to the progress we seek is unyielding. You have inspired and touched me with the stories of the joys and sorrows that make up the fabric of our lives. And you have humbled me with your commitment to our country. 18 million of you from all walks of life, women and men, young and old, Latino and Asian, African American and Caucasian, rich, poor, and middle class, gay and straight, you have stood strong with me, and I will continue to stand strong with you, every time, every place, and every way that I can. The dreams we share are worth fighting for. Remember, we fought for the single mom with a young daughter, juggling work and school, who told me, "I'm doing it all to better myself for her." We fought for the woman who grabbed my hand and asked me, "What are you going to do to make sure I have health care?" and began to cry, because even though she worked 3 jobs, she can't afford insurance. We fought for the young man in the Marine Corps t-shirt who waited months for medical care and said, "Take care of my buddies over there, and then, will you please help take care of me?" We fought for all those who've lost jobs and health care, who can't afford gas or groceries or college, who have felt invisible to their president these last 7 years. We cannot let this moment slip away. We have come too far and accomplished too much. Now the journey ahead will not be easy. Some will say we can't do it, that it's too hard, that we're just not up to the task. But for as long as America has existed, it has been the American way to reject can't-do claims and to choose instead to stretch the boundaries of the possible through hard work, determination, and a pioneering spirit. It is this belief, this optimism, that Senator Obama and I share, and that has inspired so many millions of our supporters to make their voices heard. So today, I am standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can. We'll have to work hard to get back to fiscal responsibility and a strong middle class. But on the day we live in an America whose middle class is thriving and growing again, where all Americans, no matter where they live or where their ancestors came from, can earn a decent living, we will live in a stronger America, and that is why we must elect Barack Obama our president. We'll have to work hard to foster the innovation that makes us energy independent and lift the threat of global warming from our children's future. but on the day we live in an America fueled by renewable energy, we will live in a stronger America. That's why we have to help elect Barack Obama our president.
更多免费英语学习资源，请访问优学英语网。优学英语网，优秀的英语学习网站。免费咨询 QQ 973-11955。